Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the fadail of dhikr and the various adhkar, the various dhikrs that I found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, an Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu qal, ja'a a'rabiyun ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal, 'allimni kalaman aquluhu. As Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, he says that a Bedouin had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me some words that I can say, teach me some zikr that I can make. Now when Bedouins would come, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in will get very happy, because they are very, in their style, in their ways, they were villages. The way they would ask, they would be very direct, and sometimes they would ask without feeling shy. This was their normal style, natural style, the Bedouin, a villager. They'd come, they'd be very direct, and what was in their heart, they would speak. So sometimes out of respect, Sahaba couldn't ask something, they couldn't say something. A villager will come and he will say it, and he'll say it in a different way. So they would actually get happy that he is asking some things that we can't ask. So they were very direct in the way they said it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood their background, and understanding their background, accordingly, he didn't get upset with them. He would answer them and he would treat them based on that background that they were coming from. So this villager came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, teach me some zikr, some words that I can say. Qal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ كَبِيرًا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That say, La ilaha illallah, none worthy of worship. Allah is one, He has no partners. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah is the greatest. Walhamdulillahi Kathira. And many, many, many praises be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa subhanallahi rabbil alameen. Allah Pak is free from any blemish, any false. Allah is the Lord of all the worlds. La hawla wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil azizil hakim. And there's no power and might except Allah, who is almighty, and Allah is full of wisdom. Allah is full of all might, and Allah is full of all wisdom. Qala. Now this, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this Bedouin that this is what you must read, this is a zikr you must make. So he replied, this is how the Bedouin replied, فَهَاُلَا إِلِي رَبِّي فَمَالِي. He said, what you told me to read, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is there for me? I'm getting nothing out of the zikr. This is what he was thinking, not realizing that when a person is making zikr, he is getting a lot of sawab. But what he meant, he's not getting anything, any benefit directly from this zikr that he's making. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied. So this is what this Bedouin said. What is there? Famali, what is there for me? What benefit am I getting by saying these words, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Rasulullah sallam replied, قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَرْحَمْنِي وَهْدِنِي وَرْزُقْنِي. This dua is encouraged to recite in our nafil salah, in the jalsa. Jalsa means that position, that posture that is between the two sajdas. When the person comes up from one sajda and he sits, this is known as jalsa. So in this jalsa, in our nafil namaz, it's nice to read this dua. So it's a good dua to run. This dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his Bedouin to read, Allahumma ghafir li, O Allah, forgive me. The next thing, warhamni, O Allah, have mercy on me. Wahdini, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide me. Warzuqni, O Allah, grant me rizq. Allahumma ghafir li, warhamni, O Allah, grant me forgiveness. O Allah, have mercy on me. Then, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide me. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me rizq. In some du'as you find there's an additional word, afini, that Allah grant me afiyat also. But look at the beautiful du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And generally Anbiya alayhi salam, alayhi musalam, this is what they would do, is even in their du'as, you look at the amount of du'as that are made as far as akhirat is concerned, and what portion is for dunya, you'll find a very small portion is for the dunya, and the rest is really for akhirat. This dua the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his Bedouin to make, Allahumma ghfirli, O Allah forgive me, got to do with akhirat. Warhamni, have mercy on me, that also got to do with his man's akhirat. Wahdini, O Allah guide me, give me hidayat, that also got to do with the person's akhirat. And the last part of the dua, warzuqni, O Allah give me rozi, that has got to do with this person's world. In other words, our main thinking, our main fikr, our main worry, our main concern must always be akhirat. It must be an overwhelming concern that even in our du'as, when making du'a, that maximize our du'a as far as akhirat is concerned. Don't forget our du'a as far as dunya is concerned, but don't let be that major portion of our du'as. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this du'a. Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbar hammina. Oh Allah, don't make this dunya my biggest concern. Don't make it our biggest concern, because this dunya should never be the biggest concern. Akhirat should be the biggest concern. And even from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say, what a great portion is for akhirat. عن ثوبان رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا انصرف من صلاته استغفر ثلاثا وقال اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. قيل للأوزاعي وهو أحد رواة الحديث كيف الاستغفار؟ قال يقول أستغفر الله أستغفر الله. رواه مسلم. هذا ثوبان رضي الله عنه, he said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he would turn from salah, then he would make istighfar 3 times. When he would complete his salah, when he would finish salah, then he would say istighfar 3 times. Here ulama explain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say istighfar after salah, not because it was a guna that the person had committed salah, not that it was a guna that he performed salah, but perhaps in the salah, we didn't do it as we ought to do it. That level of concentration we're supposed to have in salah, we didn't have. That level of focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we should have had, we didn't have. The level of tajweed that we should have had in our qiraat, we didn't have. The level of time that we should be taking in our postures, we didn't have. So many weaknesses in our salah. So therefore, after salah, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would complete his salah, istaghfara thalasan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say istighfar, he would make astaghfirullah 3 times. 3 times he would make istighfar, he would say astaghfirullah. Now these ahadiths that we are doing from here are showing us the du'as that a person should read after salah. The various du'as that are taught in the hadith that we should read after salah. Generally in Fajr, we try to read the morning du'as, but you'll find that in the various salahs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make azkar after salah. So this is what these ahadiths are describing. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make istighfar 3 times. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma anta salam, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are peace. Wa minka salam, and from you is peace. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, you are most blessed, O the possessor of might and honor. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would finish salah, this is what he would read. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, qila lil-auza'i. Somebody had asked Auza'i rahmatullah alayh, he is one of the narrators of this hadith. Somebody had asked him that kayf al-istighfar, how would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make this istighfar? What style would he use to make this istighfar? Yaqulu astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Then he explained that this is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say it. He would say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. In other words, he'd say astaghfirullah, pause and say astaghfirullah and astaghfirullah again. So this was the istighfar that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. It was very pertinent to ask that question, because istighfar, the various types of istighfar that a person can make, various different types of du'as of repentance that a person can make. But now we know that this is the method of making it, by saying it this way, that after salah a person should, not necessarily that he must say it loudly. Isn't such a thing. Sometimes you hear people making istighfar loudly. You can make it softly, there's no need. But if now and then a person says it a little bit loudly to encourage others around him also to read this istighfar after salah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Generally you find also the imams make it, and then they would make a small dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of learning the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, practicing upon the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bringing every sunnah in our life. As we know, today is Friday, we should take advantage of this day. Come early for Jumu'ah Salah, try and read Surah Kahf, increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we want to take part in the competition of the pious, this is the competition of the pious on a Friday. Who can read more durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So that person that starts the marathon early, he's already got a head start. So we can start sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from early on, we already got a head start. So we should try and send plenty salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib, because du'as are answered in this time. Allah Pak, give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.